from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's your best trait? Not physical, not your speed or size, just your best trait.
I would say my versatility. You know, I played inside a lot in my career. And you know, some of my earlier on days, I'm a blocker. I could get down on the line and get the job done. And I think I play pretty well outside. So you kind of plug and pull me whatever you want. I'm going to go get the job done.
That's the confidence of Bears rookie wide receiver, the 9th overall pick, Rome Odunze. And that was an interview with Giants head coach Brian Daboll that was featured on the previous iteration of Hard Knocks, the off-season version.
He was very much featured on that. It's actually one of the things I want to talk to him about, because I think I would understand if in this current one he's like,
Well, I'm going to chill out here. I'm going to lay back, sit in the cut.
I've had enough camera time. That would be fine. I'm also interested, like, this is a really interesting set up for a rookie wide receiver, and it's really good, but I suspect that for someone as competitive as Rome, you don't want to, just because you have two really great guys ahead of you, you don't want to just acquiesce and say, well, I'm just gonna sit and learn. Like, this guy everywhere he's been is like, hey, I can be that dude.
It isn't just two guys ahead of you when you're talking about overall targets and opportunities.
Yeah.
You can't just look at the wide receiver siloed as that particular position, because that ball can just as easily go to your tight end.
Or DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift. And there are going to be all sorts of opportunities for a lot of people. My trust is, and I think it should be at this point, if the offense is properly designed, whoever's open will get rewarded for being open.
Everyone gets to eat if things go well and quarterback stays protected. And ideally, this offense has a lot of democracy to it.
You know what
from what you saw in Seattle.
You know what helps? First down. Because that means more chances.
Yep.
If you don't relinquish the ball and you have a lot of long drives, then you have a lot of ways to distribute the opportunities and the targets.
It is so weird, though, when you think about it. If there were no Caleb, like, how much attention would be on Rome as a top 10 pick, as a wide receiver?
Mm-hmm.
There would be so much pressure on him to be the guy that takes the Bears offense to the next place.
which is really hard for somebody who can't control when he gets the football.
Right.
And that's why wide receivers have always had undue pressure in some of those situations.
It ends up being a really cool nest for him to land in as well.
Because he doesn't have that first line. Like, if you, apparently today, there's a ton of national media represented at Bears practice.
Well, yeah.
And this is like the focus on them now, and not just Hard Knocks, but it's been a long time since the Bears garnered this kind of overall national attention. So let's talk to one of their hot young stars. Rome Odunze, Bears rookie wide receiver, is on Twitter at Rome Odunze and is with us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Rome, how's it going?
It's going well, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. And we were just talking about the fact that, you know, we were not expecting to see so much of you on Hard Knocks offseason with the Giants, but you were like one of the co-stars of that. Considering everything that went on with that, and now you guys being on Hard Knocks, do you have a better appreciation for everything maybe than your teammates do because you kind of went through this process before?
Like you're saying with like through the Hard Knocks and all the cameras and stuff?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest, I didn't even know New York had the Hard Knocks stuff going on, if I'm being honest. So all that stuff, I was like, oh, they were filming that? So, but it's fun, you know, having the cameras around here, you know, being able to tell different stories about my teammates and all those different things to capture, you know, the exciting moments. So I think it's awesome, you know. I think, you know, I try and take it with gratitude for sure.
So you were surprised, like you popped it on. You're like, wait, what the hell am I doing on this TV show right now?
Yo, exactly. I was like, hold on, there's a clip of me on Twitter on some of the different interviews and stuff. I was like, that was interesting, but no, it was funny.
So now that you're at this point in an NFL training camp, what aspect of it has been more difficult than you expected, and what aspect of the experience has been easier than you expected?
More difficult. I would just say finding my routine. You know, it's been tough with the different, you know, recovery things that people can do and the days that we have. Like just finding my routine and making sure like I'm staying to it. It's tough sometimes, especially, you know, since, you know, I'm not in my own spot, in my own home. So, and I haven't been for a while now. So it kind of feels like, you know, I'm out here rogue, you know, just kind of going through things. But, you know, I'm slowly but surely getting those things tuned up. And I think one of the easiest parts, I mean, I think just going out there and playing ball, you know, it's just at ball at the end of the day, being able to go out there and compete against our defense and continue to have fun playing the game has been something that, you know, comes easy because, you know, I've been playing it for a long time. So it's good to see that, you know, at the end of the day, it is just ball.
What was Saturday like for you?
Saturday was awesome. You know, finally got to suit up and, you know, get a few snaps, you know, definitely was trying to go out there and make a play for sure. I felt like I was just catching my rhythm as, you know, I was done playing, but it felt great. You know, got a few routes, ran some good things, some things to learn from, some things to improve on, but it felt great.
When it comes to the guys that are in the room with you, we were talking about it before you came on, like it's kind of a unique experience for a top 10 wide receiver to end up in a place where there are two guys that are Hall of Fame bound if they keep doing what they're doing. How do you process this on, one, learning as much from those guys as possible, but also coming to compete?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a unique situation because, you know, those are two guys who are very established and are tremendous players for sure. And, you know, for me, I think it's just wanting the success of the wide receiver room as a whole. And I'm doing anything that I can to, you know, be a part of that. So I think I bring my own skill set to the table, but I learn something from them every single day. And I think I provide a different aspect to the room as well. So just continue to be myself, but also being complimentary to everybody in the room.
We were talking to an NFL expert, former NFLer Joshua Perry, about this last week, Rome. And I'm curious, what happens on a given play when you know you were open, or you maybe could tell Caleb, hey, just, you know, I got this guy. Just give me an extra second, or, you know, run that play again. I got him. And meanwhile, here's Keenan Allen over here, and here's DJ Moore over here. How much lobbying goes on? How much post-play sort of breakdown is there to say, hey, you know, I could do this or I could do that? And how do you do that with so little time in between plays?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to when we're actually in the game, you know, it's just a few talking points here and there, like, hey, I saw this, or hey, just give me some time on that one. I was about to break open, or Caleb tells you, hey, take it, you know, this angle, take it that angle. But you know, during the game, you know, there's very minimal of it, just a little short, you know, concise points about it, just because Caleb already has a lot going on, you know, back there in the backfield. So we let him do his thing, and he knows how to get the ball to us. So we just stay ready at all times.
Every story that I hear about Keenan Allen as a receiver has to do with how good he is at understanding what happens even post-snap, being able to read pre-snap and then figuring things out in post-snap. From a wide receiver's perspective, you being in the room, you watching film with him, what are the things that he does that makes that gift that he has so special and so easy to pop out on the screen to see him doing all sorts of stuff post-snap?
Yeah, I think he just has a tremendous understanding of football as a whole, and especially, you know, wide receiver play, you know, defenses. He's able to recognize, you know, leverage of any opponent that is up against him, you know, soft places to sit in zone, and he understands all those different things. So all the nuances to his routes, the tempo, the speeding up, the acceleration, all has to do with him getting open at the right time in the right place. So he does that to perfection, you know, play in and play out. So that's just something I try and soak in every day.
Which individual Bears defender has done the best job against you, and why?
I think, you know, all the corners have been very competitive to go against, and I think that, you know, continues to build. But I would definitely say Jalen Johnson it does a great job. He is a tremendous quarterback, and you know, going against him every single day, you know, getting reps against him, it has continued to sharpen my game. And I think, you know, he's just very patient. He's very patient. You know, he has the catch up speed to be able to run with you and break up balls, and he's very savvy as well. So, you know, he's a complete cornerback.
A lot of rookie wide receivers talk about understanding what it means to get a free release in this league as opposed to in college. And it's never easy. And sometimes it takes the formation and where you are in a stack or in a bunch formation to know that you're going to not have to fight somebody off at the line of scrimmage. How much have you had to work on the false step or the hand fighting, the swim move, everything you have to do to make sure that guy isn't just, you know, punching you right in the throat?
Yeah, no, it's all part of the wide receiver play as a whole. And the release at this level is something that is very crucial because, you know, that's the first winning point within any given route. So something that I'm definitely working on for sure, you know, being aggressive with my hands, making sure I'm moving the defender and being very sudden. So that way, you know, keep them on their toes, keep them guessing. So that's something that we work on every single day and something that I'll be, you know, be working on for my entire career for sure.
We've seen a lot of cool stuff with Caleb, whether it's videos that the Bears put out or watching Saturday's game where he did a lot of cool stuff. Has there been a moment when you're watching the film back or a play that you guys were involved with together where you go, I knew dude was good. I didn't know he was that good.
Definitely, man. Definitely. And the crazy thing is, man, that happens daily with that dude. He's so talented. He has so many surprising plays out there on the grass that every single day you go back and watch the film, you're like, oh, man, he placed that ball in the perfect spot. Or, man, how did he throw that ball in that position? Or, you know, oh, he's got the legs. He can scramble, too. So, you know, he has a very unique skill set that he puts on display every single day.
So you mentioned settling into your routine a little bit now that you have all this incredible recovery technology at your disposal. I'm picturing Luke Skywalker in the back to tank, you know, just so has that affected your off field routine as well? Have you been able to feel comfortable in your home life routine?
You saying like in the realm of recovery and stuff?
No, just in general, just with everything you got to do professionally and all the time you got to spend and all you got the time you got to work on your body, it doesn't leave a lot of you time.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. And, you know, that comes with the job and, you know, especially rookie year, it's challenging because, You know, we have so many different transitions right after season. So, you know, it's a long season, but that's something that, you know, I'm prepared for. And, you know, right now I'm in the grind mode. So, you know, I don't need too much personal time, but, you know, the time that I do have, definitely cherish it and try and relax and talk to the fam and my support system. But yeah, no, it's definitely tough.
In the downtime, have you had a chance to enjoy the city really at all yet? And if so, what's been your favorite thing?
You know, I did get to go down a few times. I went down to a sushi spot called Miro. It was really nice. It was on the side of a building. That was really cool to be a part, to be able to go see. The rookies went downtown and did a little tour on a boat. That was pretty cool as well. But definitely haven't gotten down to the city to really enjoy it as a whole and really, you know, see some of the things and eat it, some of the food that I've been looking at. But here and there.
Did you guys do the river or the lake?
We did the lake tour, so we didn't get to go through the entire river tour, like the architecture one, but we kind of just went out on the lake and got to see the skyline.
Rome, I'm telling you, that even as a lifelong Chicagoan, the river architectural tour is a must. It'll give you like a really great like history of the city, and you'll see it from a different perspective. I think it's a touristy thing to do, but I think even citizens of Chicago should do that once a year.
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot of recommendations to go do it, and I think it's something that's special, man. Not a lot of cities have that, you know, skyscrapers rolling through right through the river. So, yeah, definitely got to tap in with that at some point.
All right, Rome, real quick, we gave you advice, now you give us some. We're headed to your hometown of Las Vegas next week. Is anything off the beaten path, anything you would suggest to somebody that we might not know from any of the tourist books?
You know, I would say, you know, the strip is always cool, but definitely hit some of the spots on the outskirts. Red Rock Casino is on the outskirts. It's fun. Got movies, bowling, different things. I really like the Circus Olay shows. Those are a lot of fun as well. Kind of a hidden gem that's been there for a while. Great go-kart racing, great putt-putt out there, all good things to enjoy. But number one, man, make sure you got your water, your lotion, and your chapstick.
Thank you for making sure that I'm not going to be ashy out there in the desert, Rome.
Good looking out, Rome. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Rome, thanks so much for joining us. Continued success, sir.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys having me. Have a good one, all right?
That is Rome Odunze.
Delightful.
Yes, indeed.
Our two Bears guests today were absolutely delightful.
The Bears are about to embark on one of their practice sessions with another NFL team. Last year, it meant a lot more to them than I thought it would, or maybe thought it should. So I want to see how they handle this one against the Bengals. I think that it merits some discussion next on The Score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Is that Cincinnati practice here? Is that
absolutely. Yep. That was common sense. We're playing here on Saturday. I mean, let's shoot.
You did 2 days, obviously, last year. Yeah. What is the kind of pros and cons of trying to squeeze work into one day as opposed to two like you did?
Yeah, I think it's good. Like I said, it's my first time, so I do believe that it's good. We are hitting all the situations that day, so I think it'll be really good. You know, it's going to be interesting to work, like, the special teams aspect of it, you know, with the kick games changing, you know, and the kickoff return and all that. So that's going to be good. It really will. And it'll be a really solid practice.
Okay, cool. And if it's just a really solid practice, that's fine. Flusie?
That's the problem, though, is my issue is this. When the quarterback isn't in peril, can you really evaluate? And I know we brought it up earlier that I think that Saturday's game did so much to allow you to think bigger when it comes to Caleb Williams, because you saw him a couple of times be in danger, and then you saw the decision-making process with him in those moments, and it was impressive. It was really impressive to see that. And I think that it's a difficult thing to duplicate inside of these joint practices. Now, I know the league has become very, it's a vogue thing now to do the joint practices. That's what everyone wants to do. And they seem to place more value, at least last year, Matt Eberflus did, more value in that than the preseason game. And I get it.
You were on him for this last year. Like, let's not gloss over this, because we're not too far removed from the egg that they laid in that first game.
Right.
Where they were discombobulated, uncoordinated, sloppy, and ineffective. And so much of any line of questioning about the preseason was shunted off to, well, we got all that work in against the Colts, and that was really important to us. We got so much good hitting, and there's so much good work in there. We're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe this year.
I'm trying not to, and I think that there's a lot of follow the leader when it comes to NFL teams and how they do things. And that's why I keep bringing up the idea of the Vogue part of it, where, well, everyone's kind of doing this, and they think that it's more valuable than what you see in a game. And I understand that you're tailoring a practice to try to poke at some weaknesses. And my thing is, when it's a game, it's just different. And
they say that all the time.
Right. So why not use the game to figure some of this stuff out versus a joint practice, where every year we keep seeing, and it's happened a bunch already this year. I'm not certain that teams are getting what they think they're getting out of it because of some of the dumb stuff that happens in these practices too, where it wouldn't be allowed in a game, or there would be severe consequences
for swinging a helmet at somebody.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Where in a practice environment, it's just kind of accepted that, oh, well, it's hot and guys are upset and they've been hitting on their own teammates for forever. So
finally getting to see somebody else across the line from them.
Right. I'm not sure. They're sure. Like, As it stands right now, the NFL is sure that these joint practices are more valuable than games. They seem to be sure about that. I am still not convinced. Granted, I'm not watching the joint practices as closely as I did when I covered the team. I just think that, especially for young quarterbacks, whether we're talking about Justin Fields last year or Caleb Williams now, give me what I saw versus Buffalo, where there's danger. What happens to your brain when there's danger? What happens when you've been hit? I don't think that the veteran quarterbacks in the NFL can really get anything out of preseason games. The really good ones, other than helping younger players come along, like Patrick Mahomes is not getting anything other than, well, you know, we're going to help our young receivers along out of it. But for young quarterbacks, it just, I don't want to hear the Bears say in week one that, well, you know, not a surprise that we were a little bit sloppy. We didn't play Caleb in the second preseason game.
This is my point.
And we didn't play him in the third preseason game.
Because
so.
We got a lot of high-quality work in against the Bengals. So my point is we'll hold him to it now. Is that we had the experience last year. We gave them the benefit of every doubt. They hadn't done it before. This is, okay, this is how Matt Eberflus does it. And we can't directly draw a causal relationship. But I think it's fair to have some presumptions about prep and readiness for the real lights. You've covered these before. I remember the level of excitement when you know there's another team there. It's different.
I do think that it's better than ones versus ones on your own team.
Yeah, and here's the other thing that it does. I remember from our experience as the beat media, you get to put to test a lot of what you're being told because you've watched so many practices at that point. At least we were able to. We've seen every practice of two-a-days and all the stuff that the coaches say and all the basic things. Oh, this is great, and he's great, and he's making this guy better. And sometimes you watch another team and be like, you know what? Bears guys suck compared to these guys. Like, and you see it on your own, and you can't hide it. And for all the stuff they've been saying about their punt coverage, my God, their punt coverage is awful.
Well,
you know,
that's the thing. When you cover a team, and this is part of the reason that I brought up on Monday how good all of the rookie quarterbacks do. When you're covering a team, there is a bit of a silo effect where they're what you're covering every day.
Uh-huh.
So you're judging it versus what you're seeing every day, them versus themselves. So it doesn't always give you a great indicator of what the team is going to look like when they play against someone else.
And then you see that their fourth cornerback is better than your second. And you're like, ooh. And then cut down day comes, and some of these coaches that were whispering to themselves during the practice, and they go out and they grab that guy. The Bears, they did it recently. Who was the defensive back from the Patriots that was fantastic against, I think it was against Trubisky. And the Patriots cut him, and the Bears signed him instantly. Because they saw him, and they knew it. Like, that tells you something. You know, the when the Bears used to practice against the Saints in Platteville is when we would get to watch some just new people and a new template, a new foil that helps you get a different perspective on some of what your guys are doing. And they got all excited the first day, and everybody's ready to roll out of there, and people are leaving breakfast and getting their pads on. And all of a sudden, there's this alert saying, hey, practice is delayed. Like, what happened? And it was Rick Venturi, the Saints, I think might have been defensive coordinator. They thought he had a heart attack. So they said, well, he's suffering a problem, and everybody's kind of standing around, and the doctors are looking at him. And it turned out that, first of all, it was 95 degrees on the field during the early practice, 95 degrees. All he had eaten for the day was four cups of coffee, and he'd already had half a pack of cigarettes. So they're like, yeah, he's dehydrated, over caffeinated, and has, it's like, who let this guy out there? Like, come on, man.
That's not good.
We're going to delay practice because you're an idiot.
Another thing about the games themselves that I think is important, and it might be a small thing, and I get that I'm picking nits here. You need to know how all of your stuff works with the people who are playing. You need to know if you can trust Rome Odunze when he says, replay that.
Right.
Throw the challenge flag
right.
on point. That. You need to know if how this is going to function in a real game. And when you have these opportunities, it's easy in a practice and even in a joint practice to be like, oh, well, let's do that again. Well, now there isn't let's do that again. Mm-hmm. How does your whole thing work when it's game time? Like, there is a reason for this. It used to be that it was their training camp and the 6 preseason games that guys like Doug used to play was to get guys in shape because, you know, they had other jobs and stuff. I think that this is more about working your systems in real time where there aren't a lot of real stakes, but you get to see how it works. And yes, there is the possibility of injury, more so than in a joint practice, because usually your quarterback is not going to be touched in those practices for good reason. People get overzealous. But I just think that there is a functionality that NFL coaches have kind of left behind with the preseason games. And maybe they're getting ready for the inevitable. But I feel like Matt Eberflus should be getting ready for this season. I don't know if he has the luxury to be thinking about down the road. He needs to be thinking about how can the Bears jump out immediately with those first 3 games against AFC South opponents and take care of business. Because if he doesn't, then there's going to be questions about him.
I just found the name of the guy.
Okay.
Cravon LeBlanc.
It wasn't Buster Screen?
No, it was Buster Screen.
Was it Buster Keaton? Sending.
No, Cravon LeBlanc. He was the guy he was awesome against the Bears in these practices, and they had no use for him because they were still really good at that point. Bears were like, oh, that guy's better than our guys. We're going to put him on the team.
Yeah, he was like a 4-phase special teamer, right?
I think so. I should have remembered. Yeah, I had to look it up, but I found it. Cravon LeBlanc.
The last we heard of Buster Screen, he was on the run.
He's from on the
Canadian
run.
Police.
Yeah.
Because of skipping bail on bank fraud charges.
Yeah.
What a wild story.
Is he still a fugitive?
I don't think so.
Look it up. Did he have PPP loans in Canada and he had to leave?
Josh Bellamy?
Selfie stick.
Bringing all the juice. Is he out of jail?
I think Josh is out. Yeah.
Sam Hurd is out, right?
I don't know if you want to be saying that name like Beetlejuice. I don't know if you want to be saying that name too often. But yeah,
Why? What?
I'm pretty sure that Bellamy is out because I believe he was coaching youth football with someone we know.
Okay. Cool. When we come back, there was an incident, a geological incident that occurred, and a very professional broadcaster had to deal with it in real time. That's next on The Score.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So if you missed this, Malika Andrews had a little bit of an issue when on the air the other day. This has happened before, but there was an earthquake while she was on live. Here's how it sounded.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles.
So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit. Tarsi, if you're still good in the studio and in the everyone's still good. All right. So this is what I want to show you now. Rebecca, I appreciate you just bearing with us here.
How about that? That is staying on task. You okay? You okay? You okay?
Check the lights.
The lights aren't falling on our heads. Are we still lit properly? Okay. Let's go. Get on with the show.
I'm a huge fan of Malika, and when she was here in Chicago, this must have been, I think, during the Cubs run, because I think that's when she was still writing for the Tribune. And I remember being like, so you're not going to be here much longer, right? And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, come on.
Well, she just signed a deal, too.
Like, come on. And she started laughing. I'm like, and then like 5 weeks later, yeah, exactly. Because that's star power. And she's really good at her job. And I'm glad that she's been given these opportunities. And every opportunity she gets, she knocks down. It's really impressive. She's still incredibly young to be sitting in the space that she is and commanding it the way that she is. Kudos to her and her handling that, because that's terrifying. And no one would have been mad at her if she ran off the set.
Right, because things can fall on your head.
Because it's an earthquake. Or if she went underneath a desk, no one would have been mad at her for that. But like the grace to be like, okay, this is what's happening. We're going to tell you what's happening. Now I'm going to check on all of my people to make sure. And I'm in the middle of an interview, by the way. I'm going to check on all of my people. I'm going to check on the physical plant of the place and then get right back into the interview. Grace under fire indeed.
Our show is headed to Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas on Thursday, August 22nd and Friday, August 23rd. It's now official. I've gotten the official itinerary. It has been sent down from Mount Olympus to tell us what we're doing and where we're going. Lawrence and Layla and I will be in Vegas for the ultimate contest weekend ahead of the football season, part of Radio Row. Over 30 of your favorite radio stations, podcasts, and videocast talking about Circa Survivor, Circa Million, and the upcoming football season. Any entrant in the contest can take part in parties across the Circa properties, including Stadium Swim, Bar Canada, and more. Don't miss the Circa Preview Panel on August 24th, where some of the top experts in the football world will preview the upcoming season and give you some of their best bets. If you want to experience this with us, go to CircaLasVegas.com for more info.
And I just want to mention, at Burnsy Homes on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, right now, pinned at the top of our homepage is the updated bingo card with the official markings on what happened in episode one.
Cool.
Because there were a lot of other people out there that were playing along with us and marked up their own cards. But if you heard, you could listen back on the rewind feature. We went through the official deeming of what happened in the episode and what didn't happen in the episode. So it's all marked up accordingly now at Burnsy Homes on X. Playing along with us tonight.
Nice job, Ray. So Ray, are you going this time to Vegas?
Yes, I'll be there with you guys.
Mantis.
That's right. The flaming mantis.
You doing the hot girl walk with Layla again?
Yeah.
Might be too hot for that hot walk.
Oh, it was hot when Layla and I did it the last time, and I'm down for it again.
Layla and I went for the walk, and we found the mantis as the mantis was shutting down for the night.
Oh!
Yeah, we went.
Late night.
Was it out back with a smoke?
Well, Kitchen and Cocktail, I think that's the place that we went to for dinner. And then she's like, we got to go find the mantis. I'm like, what?
She's obsessed with the mantis.
And I said, okay. And then there was that donut shop. I was like, so it worked out perfectly. I found a donut shop, and then we kept walking, and we found the mantis. And she was like, it's the mantis! And then we saw the mantis do its thing. And then I was like, does it do it like once an hour? She's like, no, it does it like all the time. But apparently the place was closing, so we got to see like the last like mantis performance. And then it shut down for the night. I was like, sad mantis.
The mantis is hard rock and fire. Well, of course Layla loves it.
Fire, yeah. Fire.
And so, then we took the, I took a picture of the place. I know it's bad. I I can't see it on the air, but there was a place that was offering something. I was like, oh, ooh, yeah, that's funny.
Oh, does it begin with the letter P?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's what I thought. And that's truth in advertising, I guess, right?
Pierogies for everybody.
Yes.
Yes, it was that. Definitely it was, pierogies.
It was pierogies. They were offering pierogies.
Now I got to look back through the pictures because we were both like, yeah, I wait, saw that. What just happened?
Yeah, I thought like, it's kind of gross.
So what? It's fine.
Kind of gross is all.
It's fine.
Next up, Parkins and
Mantis. I just found the Mantis video.
Okay.
Yes, and it was disco. That's what it was.
Disco Mantis?
No, disco pierogi.
It was disco pierogi.
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, disco that was the here name of the place. And disco there. And disco
pierogi.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, well, look at that. Okay. Sounds
good. Get it how you like it.
That's right. That's right. Go get it, baby.
Go get it, baby. Parkins and Spiegel will be here next.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So if you missed this, Malika Andrews had a little bit of an issue when on the air the other day. This has happened before, but there was an earthquake while she was on live. Here's how it sounded.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit. Tarsi, if you're still good in the studio and in the everyone's still good. All right. So this is what I want to show you now. Rebecca, I appreciate you just bearing with us here.
How about that? That is staying on task. You okay? You okay? You okay?
Check the lights.
The lights aren't falling on our heads. Are we still lit properly? Okay. Let's go. Get on with the show.
I'm a huge fan of Malika, and when she was here in Chicago, this must have been, I think, during the Cubs run, because I think that's when she was still writing for the Tribune. And I remember being like, so you're not going to be here much longer, right? And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, come on.
Well, she just signed a deal, too.
Like, you're... She started laughing. And I'm like, and then like 5 weeks later, yeah, exactly. Cause that's star power. And she's really good at her job. And I'm glad that she's been given these opportunities. And every opportunity she gets, she knocks down. It's really impressive. She's still incredibly young to be sitting in the space that she is and commanding it the way that she is. Kudos to her and her handling that. Cause that's terrifying. And no one would have been mad at her if she ran off the set.
Right, because things can fall on your head. Because
it's an earthquake. Or if she went underneath a desk.
Mm-hmm.
No one would have been mad at her for that. But like the grace to be like, okay, this is what's happening. We're going to tell you what's happening. Now I'm going to check on all of my people to make sure. And I'm in the middle of an interview, by the way. I'm going to check on all of my people. I'm going to check on the physical plant of the place and then get right back into the interview. Grace under fire indeed.
Our show is headed to Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas on Thursday, August 22nd and Friday, August 23rd. It's now official. I've gotten the official itinerary. It has been sent down from Mount Olympus to tell us what we're doing and where we're going. Lawrence and Layla and I will be in Vegas for the ultimate contest weekend ahead of the football season. Part of Radio Row, over 30 of your favorite radio stations, podcasts, and videocasts talking about Circa Survivor, Circa Million, and the upcoming football season. Any entrant in the contest can take part in parties across the Circa properties, including Stadium Swim, Bar Canada, and more. Don't miss the Circa Preview Panel on August 24th, where some of the top experts in the football world will preview the upcoming season and give you some of their best bets. If you want to experience this with us, go to CircaLasVegas.com for more info.
And I just want to mention, at Bernsey Holmes on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, right now, pinned at the top of our homepage is the updated bingo card with the official markings on what happened in episode one.
Cool.
Because there were a lot of other people out there that were playing along with us and marked up their own cards. But if you heard, you could listen back on the rewind feature. We went through the official deeming of what happened in the episode and what didn't happen in the episode. So it's all marked up accordingly now at Bernsey Holmes on X. Play along with us tonight.
Nice job, Ray. So, Ray, are you going this time to Vegas?
Yes, I'll be there with you guys.
Uh-oh.
Mantis.
That's right. The flaming mantis.
You doing the hot girl walk with Layla again?
Yeah.
Might be too hot for that hot walk.
Oh, it was hot when Layla and I did it the last time, and I'm down for it again.
Layla and I went for the walk, and we found the mantis as the mantis was shutting down for the night.
Oh!
Yeah, we went
late night.
Was it out back with a smoke?
Well, Kitchen and Cocktail, I think that's the place that we went to for dinner. And then she's like, we got to go find the mantis. I'm like, what?
She's obsessed with the mantis.
And I said, okay. And then there was that donut shop. I was like, so it worked out perfectly. I found a donut shop, and then we kept walking, and we found the mantis. And she was like, it's the mantis! And then we saw the mantis do its thing. And then I was like, is that, like, does it do it, like, once an hour? She's like, no, it does it, like, all the time. But apparently the place was closing, so we got to see, like, the last, like, mantis performance. And then it shut down for the night. I was like, sad mantis.
The mantis is hard rock and fire. Well, of course Layla loves it.
Fire, yeah. Fire.
And so, then we took the, I took a picture of the place. I know it's bad. I can't see it on the air, but there was a place that was offering something. And I was like, yeah, that's funny.
Oh, does it begin with the letter P?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's what I thought. And that's truth in advertising, I guess, right?
Pierogies for everybody.
Yes.
Yes, it was definitely pierogies.
It was pierogies. They were offering pierogies.
Now I got to look back through the pictures because we were both like,
yeah, I
wait,
saw that.
What just happened?
Yeah, I thought like, that's kind of gross.
So what? It's fine.
Kind of gross is all.
It's fine.
Next up, Parkins and
Mantis.
Steve-O.
I just found the Mantis video.
Okay.
Yes, and it was disco. That's what it was.
Disco Mantis?
Disco pierogi.
It was disco pierogi.
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Disco that was the name of the place.
Disco there and disco
pierogi.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, well, look at that. Okay. Sounds
get it
good.
Get it how you like it.
That's right. Go get it, baby.
Go get it, baby. Parkins and Spiegel will be here next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.